locked up all the doors and went to bed. And I was lying there with the lamp sitting by the bed a-burning and me a-reading the Baptist record and went off to sleep. If it hadn't been for that, it wouldn't have been so easy to woke up.
Yes, ma'am.
And I rang it as my china closet fell. It went like a brick chimney fall and woke me up. And I thought somebody was breaking in on me. And I called my nephew that lived out there where Miss lives now to come to me that somebody breaking in on me. And when he got to his door, he said the whole top of the house was fire. Mm. And he come on up there and run to my door and got me out of there and led me around to look in. And we know it come from the kitchen part because everything in there, the refrigerator and deep freeze and everything was all done, turned over and the floor burned out and the fire going all up the walls. So we know it come from in there somewhere.
I see. Well, sure is bad. You mentioned when you were talking about your houses that you had a living room. Can you remember if people ever called it anything besides that when you were growing up?
Oh yes, a long time ago you didn't know nothing about a living room. They called them a parlor.
But that's the same thing as what
it's
they call
the same room. Thing.
I see.
My grandmother had one, and there weren't many people had it. But what few people did have them, they called them a parlor.
And that was the best room in the house.
Mm-hmm. That's where they entertained their company.
Yes,
know.
Ma'am. I see. That house that you grew up in, did it have a fireplace?
Had two. Mm-hmm. Two good brick fireplaces. Well, the chimneys are still there, but my brother has got a gas heater in one of them, what used to be the living room when I was at home. And across the hall in the other big, there's two of the rooms that's a lot bigger than the others. But he's got a heater in it, just beats the gas heater old piece of wood, a wood heater, you know.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Because he owns a good bit of land out there, you see, and it's got plenty of wood.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, when my daddy died, the deed was fixed for the youngest boy. He stayed with my mom and daddy till they died. And he was to have 40 acres of land that had the house on it. And then a tenth of what was left, which was 200 acres. Well, nearly all of us has sold out, but see, that gives him 200 acres divided up into 10 parts, be 20, wouldn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that's about 60 acres that he owns, and a lot of it has grown up. He didn't ever farm enough to count. He worked for the bus company in Jackson until he retired. And he's let it all, nearly all of it grow up in timber. And he's just got plenty of wood, so he just got him a heater.
Yes, ma'am.
Wood heater.
I see.
And we all like it. It just, it's sitting there in their bedroom is a small room on that side of the living room and the dining room on this side and the kitchen room out at the end of the dining room, and that wood heater heats every one of them rooms.
Yes, ma'am.
And they keep the door shut off and all on the other side of the hall then. They don't keep it warmed up unless somebody comes. And because this big room where the heater is their living room. And they have a electric heater they use in the bathroom just when they want to use it, and when they don't, they don't.
Yes, ma'am.